This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. The Barnard Gallery in Newlands has two photographers, Alistair Witten and Sipiso Seleke, showing photographs, and there are two separate but very connected solo exhibitions. Metropolis is Alistair Witten's eighth solo show to date and his third with the gallery. By contrast, and his work is focused more on the place rather than on the people, whereas by contrast, Johannesburg-based Seleke presents portraits of people in the place he calls home. So I think the first question, Sipiso, is where is home and what is your particular focus?
Home is Soweto around the east, and my particular focus is mainly telling stories of people who don't have the voice to put their grievances on platforms like the ones I do have.
Tell us about some of the platforms and tell us about some of the people that you have focused on, because I found the selection particularly moving. And
my focus is mainly people like in taxi ranks, people I've bumped into in the townships. It's mainly people who are trying to make a living, who are trying to survive, you know, who are making means to put food on the table. So that's mainly my focus.
But your focus also has got a particular, I'm always going to use the word sensuality, and a very particular texture. And I'm wondering if that is perhaps because of the processes that you're using or something that you particularly want to point out to us.
I think mainly it's the environment I come from. I feel the textures that I use, they actually tell the story much better. Well, I give it more contrast.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. There is a terrific contrast and there's a sense, I mean, the plastic is plastic. The cloth has a texture to it. Is this something you're able to do because the high-tech ways we have of, you know, and things being able to do it electronically these days, and yet you're so much in charge of the process?
Yes, I believe so. It's something I'm able to achieve based on quality we have right now. But also, I don't really change much from the images that I take. I just give it a bit of more little details in life so that people can understand the stories that I'm trying to tell.
Well, you're certainly telling a very powerful story and you tell it very well. Can you give us a little bit about your background in photography?
My background of photography, I started off as a wedding photographer, and I was more also into fashion, but at some point I fell in love with telling stories, you know, because I come from a filmmaking background. So actually that's something I started to enjoy doing, like telling people stories, like meeting different people and being able to tell their stories to like a wider audience.
You're certainly reaching out and you're certainly telling a story very powerfully and very well, and my congratulations and compliments to you. And also, I'd like to also hear your comments about Alistair Witten's photography as opposed to yours, and Alistair looking at places rather than people. Is that a good way of putting it?
Yeah, no, it is a good way of putting it. I think our work is connected on those bases that he talks about spaces, about, you know, places where people live in, and I talk about people. So there's a very nice balance within our photography. So like the powerful stories about Alice's images is basically places and situations where people wouldn't really pay attention on normal basis because they're too busy with their lives. And so now it captures moments where people can actually pay attention and look at them in a different way. Same as with my photography, like with the people I document. It's like everyday life, but it's things that people overlook and don't really pay attention to. But within the images, they actually get to go through the process of their lives.
You certainly have, yeah, you certainly do it. And the one is, as I said, looking at particular places and more from capital cities all over the world, whereas yours is very much more focused. So that is the Barnard Gallery in Newlands, and the photographers are Alistair Witten and the person I've been speaking to, which is Sipiso Seleke. To know what's happening on the visual arts scene, pick up a copy of the Arts and Crafts Map or go to mapmyway.co.za to know the what, the why, and the where of the art scene. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za.